Hello and welcome to On the Couch with M&M. M&M obviously for Maria and Manos.
This is where we go behind the scenes in real estate business ownership to give you great ideas and tips to help you create fun and profitable businesses so that you can live an extraordinary life.
Let's get started. Hi guys, thank you for joining us today for another episode on the couch with M&M, but we've only got the one M here today and Manos is missing in action, but that's okay. I'm really excited to have Julie Anderson with me on the couch today. Julie and I have been working together. She's part of our corporate team for the last 3.5, almost 4 years, and she's our head of HR and recruitment. Amazing asset to the business. And today, this topic came about because we're just doing performance reviews for our administration and support staff right now in our office. So I thought there's no better time than actually putting a video together to talk to you guys about how do you go about doing something like that. So we are talking about performance reviews today. And Julie has designed all of that for our company. We actually didn't have anything like that when you first started with us, did we?
No, but
and you find, just like we were talking about before, the majority of businesses, the majority of real estate businesses focus a lot on sales, don't they? And property management.
So they've got the statistics and the dollars there, and you know, you've either got the dollars on the board or you haven't.
Or you don't. The KPIs are quite simple in sales. How do you go about actually implementing, that's the first question, a system where you can reward your admin and your support staff and have those performance reviews every 6 months so they know if they're doing well and where they can improve and all of that. So tell me, how did you put our system together, or tell our viewers how you put our system together?
So it's designed so that at the start of the year, you forward plan your year. So you look at your business goals and how do your administration people go about achieving those goals for the business. So it's driving that performance and setting particular tasks and activities and projects that they will focus their time on during the year to get done. That helps the bottom line of the business in one way or another. And then it's checking in on a formal basis 6 months to see how they're performing against the goals. And then at the 12-month period, of course, so that you can recognise their performance and congratulate them and reward them, which is great. And we've found that our people really love that.
They do.
To be recognised. You know, high achievers like to have targets that are achievable. So a challenge, but achievable targets, not targets that are unreasonable, that demotivates high achievers. So they like to be able to work towards those goals and achieve them. So in that process, it's important to sit down and work with the staff and create the goals together. So that they're fully across it, they have buy-in, they're enthusiastic about it, check in that it's something that they would like to work on. Because in our administration department, for example, we've got a few different projects there. So we've chosen the ones that suit the type of staff member the best so that they, you know, are interested in working towards it rather than something that they find a bit of a chore.
We've found that they have to buy into the project. And a lot of the times we find that our people come to us with ideas. Sometimes, you know, the majority of the times we do go ahead with it, don't we? There's some really, really good ideas. Some of them we might have to, you know, relook at or change up a little bit, but it actually gives them the opportunity and it allows them to continually want to be involved with the growth of the office and buy into the development of what's happening in the back end.
And I think the interesting thing is that they're the type of people that we recruit for. So we look for that in our recruitment process.
I was going to say that's where it starts.
And you've always been very receptive to people bringing ideas and enthusiastic and, you know, appreciate it. So therefore you get more and you get that culture in the business.
And I love that. I get goosebumps every time someone, you know, like Jade, for example, works for us here in Frankston. She'll there won't be a day that she won't come in and say, guys, I've got a brilliant idea. I think what about if we do this, you know, for prospecting or something. And it's really good. It's really awesome to see that they have interest in your in the business.
You know? And improving it and making it better and improving that client experience. So it's great. Yeah. And in our performance and development review, we actually have a section where we talk to that. Just to, you know, make sure that that's driven right through our business. But I think we've actually become very good with that, especially with our admin team here. Yeah. They know that we like that, that we're looking for that, and they know that we're open to hearing their suggestions, you know, even if they're, you know, a bit left field, doesn't matter.
No, left field is good.
Yeah.
Thinking outside of the square is very good.
Yeah.
So, Julie, tell me about the document that you've put together to work with the team on an individual basis and help them through that performance.
So there's a couple of components in there. The first section is goal setting.
Yes.
So what goals have you got for the year? What activities and projects are you going to drive and manage throughout the year?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we set together. The next section is all about behavioral competencies.
Yeah.
So it's not just what you do in the business. It's how you go about doing it. Because generally, when someone's performing really well in their job or not performing well in the job, it's more about their behaviours and how they go about doing things that sets them apart.
Yeah.
So it's giving definitions to things like customer service, for example. What sets you apart being graded out of 1 to 5? What makes you a 1 in customer service versus a 5 in customer service? So it talks about that and how you can lift your performance in those areas to you know, bring yourself to greater heights. The next step in that process, we look at career aspirations,
and that's the one that I love the most.
So what do you aspire to in your career? If they don't put it out there, if they don't put it out in the universe, we don't know. So it's great to have that discussion, and then we look at, okay, that's a great goal, how can we help develop you to get to that goal? What can you do during the year that is made up of training? And it's best not to, and that's where how we come up with the performance development plan. Don't rely just on training or training courses. Let's look at other ways of developing you in the organization. Maybe there's a certain project that we want done, and that project's going to give you the skills to bring you to the next level,
which is what we do with a few of the team members this year.
Maybe there's a mentor in the group that you aspire to being like and doing their job. Maybe we can set aside an hour a week with that mentor for you to get you where you need to be. So it's putting that performance development plan together with the staff member for the year. So
it's not just talking about it. It's actually structuring it into a document and then following through with having those meetings with the team. And, you know, like you said before, that last part, like what you aspire, what your goals are for for next year, sitting down and discussing that with support teams and administration and property management teams, it gives me so much pleasure that we've got something like that together. Because what you usually see is everyone, like the business owners, focusing on the sales team. And for the sales team, it is easy. It's all on numbers. So next year, I want to go from 300,000 to 500,000, or I want to go from one PA to two PAs and a buyer's agent and take my business from this level to that level, you know, and they weave their personal goals through that. It's not as simple with the support jobs and the administration jobs. You have to actually dig in and work out, you know, the opportunities within the company and then match them to their personal goals and try and work it together.
And as your business grows as well, your admin team's going to grow.
Of course,
So, you know, with these documents, I would look at then succession planning.
Yeah.
So as your people move along the path, who's going to take over from them? How do you grow those people into your managers and future leaders as well? So that's what it's designed to do. So it's very important in many aspects of
especially
the business.
Especially when you have a really good person and you want to keep them and you know that they've outgrown that role.
Yeah.
If you can hold on to that person, then you know. If you know their goals, then you know where to guide them and push them towards
And we're the ones recruiting them for their drive and ambition. So we need to support
provide
that.
Provide for that.
Exactly.
Yeah. So. How would you do that in a smaller office, actually? That just came to mind. I don't want to put you on a spot, but okay, for us, we've got a bigger company. you know, you've got we're lucky enough to be able to have different positions or other offices that we can, you know, guide them and towards. Yes. What if you're a small office with a couple of administration people and a small sales team? How do you keep your admin people interested?
Yeah.
And how do you reward them? And how do you actually
So I guess you probably look at performance broadening review. Broadening their development, so moving them, you know, across the business perhaps rather than upward within the business perhaps. Yep. Different ways. There might be people in administration. I often get a lot of people who want to start in administration, but they do aspire to a sales career.
Or a property management career.
Yeah, so your reception and administration can become a growth ground for those other areas of the business.
Yeah.
So,
awesome. Yeah.
Different ways. You just got to become creative.
Don't you? Yeah. That's awesome. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
I don't think so. I think we've covered a fair bit.
Thank you so much for today. I love working with you. You're a great asset to the company. And thanks for joining us. I hope you got something out of today. Look after your people. That's the main message that we want to put out there today. Make sure you look after them and make sure you're interested in them and their career path and reward them when they're doing really, really, really well. Thanks, guys. Thanks for watching.